I got a bald head. Yeah. I got a lot on my mind. None of this is real. Read in between the lines. You know, speaking to the public. It's the Bald Head Brothers. Tell me how you feel. Do you hate it or love it?
It's the Bald Head Brothers. The Bald Head Brothers. I said the Bald Head Brothers. The Bald Head Brothers. You know, the Bald Head Brothers. The Bald Head Brothers. Speaking to the public. It's the Bald Head Brothers.
And you know what? I'm mad. Because I could have just kept talking, and I would have just dropped the intro somewhere in there. And we would have been fine. But nah, I just fucked the flow up.
It's fine, man. Be like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and we are biggity, biggity, biggity back. Back, back, back.
Back, 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 back.
Back. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to another episode of the Bald Headed Brothers Podcast. I'm the Bald Bro, Alex.
I'm the Bald Bro, Marcus.
And we are the Bald... We are the Bald Headed Brothers. This is our podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome. I'm working on some new intros. Yeah. Let's see if they hit sometime. I don't know. We'll see. What's good, homie?
Ain't shit, man. Ain't shit. Fucking work, boy.
How was your holiday?
Oh shit!
You know what I mean?
I'm so
exactly.
I came in here with the wrong attitude.
Yeah, you fuck work.
Yeah, facts. That's the thing.
Fuck that shit.
The holiday was cool. You know what I'm saying? Spent time with my mom. We ate. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Didn't really do too much other than that. She wanted to go shopping like always. So every time she comes to Charlotte, she wants to go to South Park Mall, so we went out
that,
there.
What was that like? That was clean in there. Or like,
yeah, nah. The store, she just goes in the department stores, anyways.
Mm.
So we went to like Dillard's and Belk. And neither one of them was like, we didn't go where like it was about to be like a bunch of people and like around like a rush hour time or nothing like that. When we went, it was towards like the latter part of the day, anyways.
Gotcha.
But yeah, neither one of the stores was like packed or anything like that. Outside of that, yeah, just cooling, work.
Well, nah, the reason I asked those, where's my mic? Is my mic over here? Yeah, the reason I asked is because like the new mandates came out for the start of the month, and I didn't know if you had seen like you know people in there taking count of how many people in there, any cops sitting in the you know parking lot waiting on people to come in, and, you know all the shit that the people keep saying on the internet.
Yeah, no, I ain't see all that. No,
not happening, but. Yeah, that's cool though. Shout out to you. Shout out to your mom's and shit.
Yeah, how about you? How was your holiday, man?
Thanksgiving. It was pretty good. Families met family and.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time. Great time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Happy it happened.
I'm about to say happy to hear that, man.
Thankful, you know. Good. Shout out to the family and all that good shit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm pretty low, but you know, I'll turn it up later. It was good, man. You know. Had a rough weekend though. You know, I was supposed to get a lot of shit supposed to happen this past weekend that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to get like my washer and dryer this week, didn't happen. I was supposed to see the Ravens play the Steelers on Thanksgiving night, didn't happen. You know, just fucking sucks though.
I forgot about that game was supposed to happen. My fuck ass TV, damn. Mm.
Oh yeah.
Cause remember I text you and Jabari. I was like, hey
right,
yo,
right,
I thought
right.
Fucking they gonna show the dang game from whenever that was earlier this season. And I was like, hold on, I thought these niggas wasn't playing. Mm. And I watched like a good like 3 minutes of the game before I was like, hold on.
This man watching the game first, like, oh.
Hey, yo. That shit started feeling real deja vu-ish, boy. I ain't gonna hold you. That shit started feeling mad weird. I was like, man, I know I hasn't seen this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then it dawned on me. I was like, wow.
Yeah,
they just threw the old game on at the original time slot.
Yeah.
On my TV, on one particular channel. The actual game. Because there was a game on at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, when I flipped to the right channel, I saw whatever game.
Oh, you had like the 1 o'clock, you watched the 1 o'clock time.
Yeah, that was at the 1 o'clock game. The early game was on that day.
Gotcha. Yeah, man, you know, whatever. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, no, fuck that shit.
At this point, I'm looking forward to the offseason. I think it's safe to say.
Yeah, it's a wrap for that.
It's over for that. I'm sad about that. We lost today again. I was like, man, damn.
Yeah, they had RG3.
RG3's a trash, man. He's still trash.
I mean, only lost by a few points. Like, no, y'all only lost by a few points.
It wasn't because of him.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even see what happened.
I didn't either. I was in the car. But I can read stats. And I like was watching the updates. You know, ESPN. You know, I ain't supposed to read and drive, but I'd be reading and driving anyway. You get notification and shit.
Yeah.
So, that man, RG3, had like an interception. And Trace came in and scored a touchdown. I was like, man. Should have had this man in the game all, like, since quarter one.
Wait, who came in?
Trace McSorley. Yeah, from Penn State.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see that man come out here. Because we drafted him sixth round. I mean, you ain't going to waste your time on a quarterback if he can't play football. I don't know. I don't know any. And it just don't happen. There's too many of them out there for me to waste my time with one. And I know RG3 is trash. He had a busted knee. He's had a busted knee for the past 35 years. He's only like 31, but that's just how, even in you know, his daddy's dick, he had a busted fucking knee. So I'm saying, he has a busted fucking knee. He can't play football anymore. And that was a waste of fucking money. So, you know, that's how I feel.
I mean, I feel like they had RG3, like, as in...
Fuck him. He couldn't do shit for that Lamar. He was so trash compared to Lamar. He didn't help Lamar learn how to throw. He didn't give Lamar any tips on how to be have like a strong arm or nothing like that. He just sat there and let him play football. Even, I mean, Joe Flacco maybe gave him some kind of pointers. And I would respect that. But RG3, get out of here, bro. Get out of here, bro. Nah.
Man, I know earlier in the game when I was watching it, you know, they like, I think somehow the Ravens had just got the ball. I think like Big Ben might have just threw an interception or some shit. So y'all was like deep in their territory.
Yeah, I know.
And I mean, he just threw the ball straight to fucking Joe Hayden. And when they showed that shit in slow motion, bro. It was like,
I know.
When Joe Hayden broke off of his man's to like undercut the pass, bro. He left his man so early, like he wasn't even guard the dude that he was supposed to be guarding, or maybe you know, I don't know, I can't tell if it was supposed to be maybe that was his zone. I just know that the dude that he was like, you know, like shading at one point, he had completely left off of that nigga and went straight to where the ball was going. And the only thing I could think was like, dang, bro, you must have been staring that receiver down the whole time, dog. Because this nigga didn't even like, he just went straight to where you was about to throw the ball.
This is still the same RG3. And I joke about the bum knee shit and all that shit, but this is still the same RG3 that can't throw the ball.
Hey man, RG3 won the rookie of the year, dude.
So the fuck what?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, these that cats, shit was man, light. Be good.
It was light, hurt. Though. It was light, though. Oh, his MVP was light. It was light, bro. I don't
know. How was it light, bro? He had Andrew Luck in his class.
Yeah.
Shit. That's only, you know, that's the only thing I can remember. But
I don't care, man. It's light to me. Fuck him.
Wasn't, I don't know. Nah, Cam won in that class.
Nah, because Cam
was
year before that. His rookie.
Yeah, Cam was year before that.
Anyway, so I didn't see that. I saw that today, you know, or what the fuck, Wednesday. 7 went in. We recorded again on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, so, shit. How was that?
It was fun.
I seen you posted a clip today for the...
The new apartment joint.
Yeah,
go stream that shit. YouTube, you know, 7 or... I don't know. Promote that shit somewhere. I'm doing a bad job of this. I gotta learn how to do that shit.
Yeah, man. Y'all boys sound good.
Appreciate it.
I know y'all sound good because I was at the studio.
Been there.
Nonetheless.
But you know, appreciate it anyway.
But y'all just listening to the pod, you know what I'm saying? Support my guy in the gang. Guy in the gang.
But yeah, so we did that, dropped that shit. Probably gonna drop that shit sometime later on in December and then, you know, continue to work. And that was life, man. You know, did you watch the fight? The star-studded event that had the internet rolling. I'm so ready for this.
I was chilling, dog.
Let's go.
I was chilling. You know what I'm saying? And then I had a sudden thought of how I could, you know, witness this star-studded event, as you say. So I went through my channels to watching this event, And as soon as I turn it on, boom, Nate Robinson about to fight. That's the only thing. That was the only thing that came immediately. Nate Robinson about to fight. I don't even know by name. Jake Paul.
Jake Paul, yeah.
Some one of them Paul brothers from YouTube. And fucking, that shit legit reminded me of Deontay Wilder and fucking Tyson Fury.
Mm. How?
Because, man, for one, you know.
The first time or second time? This first time.
The second time.
Second time.
I
okay.
didn't see the first one. Okay. For one, mm-hmm. you know, white man, black man. I mean, hey.
Shout out to Black Lives Matter. What? What?
And then,
yeah,
fucking. All I remember is when I watched Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder take two, because I didn't see the first one. The thing was that Wilder was just in there looking completely confused, like you know, after he got bopped around a few times, he just now that was just me looking at the fight. That was my first time ever even watching Wilder fight, so I don't really, like I've heard like that's kind of how he fights anyways. I don't fucking know. But all I know is that when I was watching, I was like, dang, bro, Brady looked kind of, he was looking a little lost. And then, you know, eventually the fight was over. Fucking when Nate and Paul started, bro, first thing I noticed immediately, you know, outside of the fact that, you know, when they showed like the tail of the tape and then, you know, you can see like,
nigga, Nate Robinson like 6 inches shorter than this nigga.
Besides that shit,
besides that.
No, I'm saying besides that shit, Nate was just in there looking like he wasn't supposed to be there, bro. Like, he was just looking mad confused. And when he went down the first time, it's so funny, bro, because when you be watching the fights, I swear when the ref got down there and started counting, when I could hear it, he was already at seven. I was like, wait.
Yeah. Well, because they count as soon as, like, it happens. Like, as soon as they see you, like, done, they start counting.
On that first knockout, the first time he went down, but he got up, he was looking a little weary, a little woozy, and I was like, oh, okay, now that's, you know what I'm saying, maybe he just needed to hit the dirt one time, and then it'll light some fire in his ass.
Oh, silly it lit me. Some fire in his ass.
Silly me.
He has some fire lit in his ass. Oh, he had it.
The whole time they both was looking garbage now. Don't get me wrong.
Come on.
Neither one of them really looked like they knew it. Like, even though they say Luke Paul or whatever the fuck.
Jake Paul. Yeah.
Jake Paul. Even though they say he's a...
Jake Logan, whatever that nigga. Yeah, Jake Paul.
You don't fucking know. I know Buddy B in the gym. And you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure he definitely trains. He's had a fight before. Because I saw KSI fight one of them Paul brothers. I don't even know which one KSI fought. But he got beat up too. But anyways.
Who, KSI?
Yeah. By one of the Pauls.
I mean.
Go ahead. I'm not even going in. Anyways.
Go ahead. We'll talk about
it. I just want to know. Mm-hmm. How do these Paul bros get to fucking, all of a sudden now they fighting, you know, they're fighters.
Yeah.
And maybe KSI fought the same Paul. I really, we'd have to look it up and I'm not doing it right now. Fucking, they fight other YouTube sensations or, you know, because I'm pretty sure like Nate had a Facebook show.
Brother.
KSI fought the other one?
Yeah, fought Logan. What the fuck is that? Yo, shout out to these. Hey, these boys just get to it.
But see, my thing is,
why is they
fighting niggas, though?
You want to be real with you? You want to ask a question?
Yeah, no, I'm dead ass. Because, like I said, the first time, it was just like, you know, two YouTube sensations. I guess they was beefing, you know, was talking shit, whatever. And then that's how they decided this to settle it. Cool.
BET.
You said what?
It's BET.
That's what that is?
Yeah, it's Black Entertainment Television. Yeah. It just so happens that, you know, a lot of people nowadays like to watch BET. And I ain't talking about a network. I'm just saying,
you know.
The acronym. Yeah, the acronym. Shit. Damn. I think that's what it is, you know. niggas got mouths. It's, they can sell a fight, you know. It makes it easier. And I mean, we gonna come support. It's like you have, like, when you think about, like, Manny Pacquiao, he has a whole country behind him. It's mm-hmm. certain black athletes, certain black superstars, certain black prolific people, they get the same thing from the community. And at that point, it becomes a country of black folk.
Man, look, all I know is that how or whatever.
Unfortunately, niggas don't do that shit for Floyd. I don't understand that.
You said for who?
Floyd. Why don't you give Floyd Mayweather the same respect?
Man, fuck Floyd.
See, that's what I'm saying. Because, like, and I want to point out that, you know, Floyd came through and was like, yeah, you know, he was one of the only, like, you know, well, he wasn't, like, one of the only people. He was, like, one of the what seemed to be a few people, you know, still begging him up, you know, saying, yeah, man, keep your head up if you're going to come back out there, you know. Get down, get back up type shit.
Man, listen.
Along with, like, D-Wade and them. Kevin Garnett and all them niggas, you know.
Listen.
Legends.
They was
since
all
2005.
They was all killing Buddy. But fucking.
Nah, this nigga came in the league in 2005. This is 2020. Nigga ain't played ball since like 2014.
We talking about Nate?
Yes.
Man, listen.
Why was he there?
I just know that all I know is he died. And that motherfucker, bro. That shit was so bad, dog. Cause when he first, when he finally was, when he was out for the count, dog, he was just laid down.
Yeah,
yo.
Yeah. I've seen that before.
I was like, damn,
in a real fight, like in real boxing.
I was like, you going out like that, Nate? Cause look, man, nah, dog. Like,
what do you want him to do?
I didn't want him to be there for one. I didn't want him, and the same reason I didn't want him to be there because I knew what happened to KSI. And I don't even know who the fuck KSI is. I just know he was somebody else on YouTube. You know, he black. And he fought one of these Pauls. Because, you know, the Paul bros. Mm-hmm.
They troll.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you hear about them a lot.
Yeah.
So that's...
It was on South Park.
That's what I'm saying. So like, when the KSI fight went down... For me, as somebody not even knowing who the fuck KSI is, when I saw it, I just looked at it as like, okay, the Paul bros be trolling. Some nigga that's on YouTube like them, he like, nah, bro, I'm tired of y'all talking shit. Mm-hmm. Fight me. You know what I'm saying? Which I'm saying? I like the energy.
Make some money.
I like the energy, right? Yeah. They said came in, they said let's make some money because, you know, they fucking content creators. That's what they do.
Yeah.
But he went out there and he got his ass beat.
Sucks to suck, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cool.
It sucks to suck.
You know what I'm saying? That's what happens. When you fight, somebody going to win, somebody going to lose. Mm-hmm. Boom. So when the shit was coming up that Nate Robinson was about to fight another Paul, bro, I'm mm-hmm. like, nah, dog. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
I seen how KSI went out there. He was all big and tough. And, you know, he ain't come out on top. And I didn't want that shit to happen to Nate Robinson. Even though I, you know what I'm saying? Nate Robinson never played for one of my teams. You know, I do recall him winning his slam dunk championships. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I saw them. Mm-hmm. But come on, bro.
Nah, dog. Hey, man, if you make a decision to step in that big-ass ring and go, I think they went 8 rounds, to decide to go 8 rounds.
Oh, they ain't go 8 rounds.
My fault. That was a Tyson Jones Jr. fight. My fault.
I don't know how long. I know the how boys long went like round and a half.
I think they were supposed to go.
Maybe schedule, they were supposed to go like six. Eight. Things.
It may be six. I don't know. Undercard. Yeah, you know they maybe weren't supposed to go six.
I don't know.
If I agree to the terms of going, then potentially going for long.
It is what it is.
I expect to come in well prepared for whatever may happen, and even then, like Mike Tyson said. You know, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. And that motherfucker shit. Probably had a plan. And that motherfucker got punched.
He didn't get it at all.
No, he got punched in the mouth.
It didn't even look like he knew what he was doing. That's the thing I'm saying, bro. Like, not even on some just, like, street fighting shit. You know? Yeah. I don't, like, he just looked real bad.
I'm trying.
The Snoop Dogg shit was funny, though. I will say that.
I felt conflicted, you know. I
was with like, what?
You know, why do I want to watch this? Because I know he's gonna get his ass beat. This is Nate Robinson who hasn't been doing anything athletic, and a dude that goes probably has nothing else to do better to do that goes to the gym on a consistent basis.
No. The Paul guy, he doesn't just go to the gym on a consistent basis.
He be fighting
this
niggas.
Guy. You know, he trains to fight. For one, for two, like I don't know. All I know is like one of them motherfuckers was saying, one of the commentators, I think it might have been Stylebender, he was saying, you know, you can't play boxing.
No.
You play basketball, yeah. Mate. Do not play boxing.
Nah, and that goes to show Conor McGregor tried to come with his ass over the boxing, got his ass knocked out. Well, I mean,
nah, that's TKO. Different though. That's different though.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's the same thing.
How? No, because it's not.
You got the audacity to think you could come into my house and do some shit and talk shit to me in my house.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is what I do here. Now but you coming
at least
over here.
At least Conor was a fighter.
You no, know but he wasn't a boxer.
He wasn't a basketball player.
But he wasn't a boxer. I don't give a fuck what he could. That's even worse.
Yo, Paul,
he deserved that.
Whatever Paul,
honest.
Bro, it was, bro. He told that man he was gonna dribble his head off the rink like a basketball. And man, you ever playing with your cousins or some shit, and they don't really have a good basketball. They just got like a flat joint.
Yeah.
And you know, you drop it and shit just stay there.
I can't laugh at that.
That's what that nigga Nate looked like. Where he looked like that. He looked like the deflated basketball.
Oh man,
he was dead, man.
Damn.
He was dead. When Buddy came out there, he had them playing. He came out to Basketball by Bow Wow,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was funny. He couldn't even use the Curtis Blow. He didn't even hit him with the Curtis Blow. He came in there with the Bow Wow version of Basketball.
Who is this? This is Nate?
No.
Oh, I was
Paul,
about to
bro.
Say. Oh, Jake?
He came out there with...
That's so disrespectful, though. Like,
then you seen the picture with him in the... And I'm pretty sure that picture of him in Nate Robinson jersey is probably an old picture.
No, it's real. I thought that was, like, recent.
Dang it.
I thought he just posted that joint, like, today.
He might have just posted it.
I don't care how old it is, like, but I know what he's doing. Like... Regardless of whenever he took the picture, if he bought that jersey yesterday, I know what he's doing, and I appreciate it.
That's tough.
Because that's what, I mean, that's like, is it bad to say that the culture of talking shit is like something I enjoy? Like beating your opponent while he's down?
I just want to know why
it kind
Nate
of builds,
went up
it builds
there,
character.
Bro.
Huh?
I just want to know why, like.
You got to check. What do you
obviously,
mean?
But
you got paid. That's it. You got paid to get your ass knocked out.
And I mean, it's not, in hindsight,
much,
it's not really even that bad.
How much? What it cost you to get your ass, potentially get your ass knocked out
on the national stage?
Yeah.
How much would it cost? I mean, shit, I ain't gonna hold you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't the nigga to be. I don't need all them fucking millions for some shit now.
Yeah.
For you to knock me out in some ring in a ring like that, well, to potentially knock me out. Shit.
6 rounds, 3 minutes.
Shit. I mean, I'm cool with fucking $500,000. I'm cheap with it, man. Just give me 500 racks.
500,000 ain't bad.
You know what I'm saying? 500 racks and 20% of the pay-per-view earnings. I'm out of here.
What if you get your ass knocked out 30 seconds? Well, I mean, if you get knocked out 30 seconds into the fight,
I mean,
that saves you a lot of shit.
Hello?
You got to deal with.
It ain't no different than getting knocked out in a minute, in 30
exactly.
seconds.
I'd rather get knocked out in 30 seconds and go 8 rounds.
If I'm getting knocked out regardless.
Right. And they're like Nate Robinson, man. Damn, it's tragic shit. But did you see the, that's disgusting.
What?
That whole fucking... I don't like none of this, honestly. Let's be real. I don't like having this watch Mike Tyson fight Roy Jones. It was weird to me to see a 50-year-old man fight another 50-year-old man who damn near speaks punch drunk all the time, and Roy Jones Jr. And like, I guess we can make it a positive thing. This, you know, oh, Mike was battling depression and shit like that. So, wham, he came back and he's doing what he loves. I don't know though.
That shit low-key trash, because I've seen this movie before. I don't remember the name of it, but it was like a...
It was a Bernie Mac movie. It probably wasn't, but it feels like it should be a Bernie Mac movie.
No. It was Sylvester Stallone, and I think he was fighting, not Robert De Niro.
Is that Rocky VI?
Nah. It wasn't even a Rocky movie, right. But it was about these two old, like, you know, niggas from the heyday fighting again. And then that's exactly what the fuck this shit was. Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr., bro. I mean, it was cool, though.
No, it wasn't.
But when they started talking about all the stipulations, because, like, people was dropping the pictures about the stipulations earlier in the week. Like, if somebody gets cut, like, I don't even know how true that shit was. Then they were saying how they can't even bet on this shit because there's no real winner. Like, the closer and closer started getting to the shit, I was like, bro, this is just like that fucking movie. Some exhibition bullshit.
Yeah.
And I watched a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, something happened, and like the way I was watching it, and it just like, phew, I had no idea. So I could no longer watch it. And,
Well, I watched the highlights because I was gonna try and figure out a way to watch that shit, and I was like, man, you know, I wanted to see what was gonna happen, and I had a prediction in my head of what may happen, and guess what? It happened.
What? Which was?
Tyson went in there and dogged that nigga. Oh. Like, he walked him down. I don't care. You could tell by the post-fight interview. My man Roy Jones sitting there shouting out to all of Detroit and whatever and holding, like, trying to catch his breath. And Mike over there just chilling like he just got done fighting in 1996.
Shit, I don't know.
That shit's disgusting. I mean, how much would you take? Or how much would it cost you? Mm-hmm. Or how much are you willing to get paid? What's the purse? Mm-hmm. To go in against a 51-year-old Mike Tyson?
Oh, I'm gonna have to get a bag for that now. You know what I'm saying?
You think Roy Jones got that
me
bag?
And, just me and some Randy that you know I might nah, be. Yeah, I might, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let me get a little pile on the rest. Yeah. But fuck it.
Fucking Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson? Nah. Hell nah. You already know the fucking dude. Listen,
I don't give a fuck how old this man gets. You could tell when this man was swinging. Like, them shits hurt.
Yeah. I don't think you could pay me to get near Loki. I don't think you could pay me.
That man will accidentally knock me out.
I don't think you could pay me. And the funny thing is, bro, my man's had a damn thing on his Facebook. This was like either earlier in this year, it might have been the latter part of last year. And it was like, choose one. It was like herpes or take three uppercuts from Mike Tyson. And I was like, yeah, let me get the uppercuts, bro. And he was just like, nah, you crazy. And I was like, man, but I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't want that thing now. He was like, nah, but I don't think you want to take no uppercuts from Mike Tyson.
Bro, you getting a fractured jaw? I mean, but you know, it is a fractured jaw for about 6 months.
You can fix your jaw.
You feel me? Maybe, I mean, if the swelling will go down.
So you can't get rid of that thing, but you can fix the jaw.
Yeah.
But that's besides the point.
I got nothing to do with nothing. Yeah.
Right. It's a sidebar. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You ever, back to the whole... Not that shit.
You better ask me about herpes, nigga.
Nah, hold on, trap. back to, I keep wanting to say Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking about Kevin Hart. I'm talking about Nate Robinson.
Hey, well, I mean, because the niggas are short.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
I mean, shit, let's be honest.
Have you ever lost a fight?
Have I ever lost a fight?
Yeah.
I can't
remember. Have you ever gotten knocked out?
No, I've never gotten knocked out.
Never gotten knocked out?
No.
But you ever been in a situation where you was like, nah, I'm gonna fuck you up and you lost a fight?
Nah.
Oh, so, okay.
I don't speak of my losses.
I feel that.
It's like, nah, I really don't believe. I mean, like, the only fights I lost, I think, in my lifetime were against my sister when I was a kid. And then since then, like, a couple of draws, but, you know, I ain't never lost a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I ain't here to sound like big, back, and tough and shit, but, you know, I tried not to fight, you know, when I was growing up. But if I was gonna fight, I'm gonna hold my own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You ever seen some crazy fights?
Yeah, I've seen. But high school was crazy, dog. Like, the fights you used to see in high school, like, I thought I was seeing some shit in the neighborhood when niggas just, you know, fight it out and do some little tussle shit and here and there and shit. Niggas at school will throw your head into a fucking locker.
Yeah, I seen some crazy fights, bro. They're like, fucking, it's a nigga from my, around my way, we call this nigga Goku.
Oh, shit. What?
Bro, it's one of them situations, bro, where talking shit goes wrong, bro. Because my dog Goku, like, you know, he was like a little strange. But you know what I'm saying, I was strange. So, you know, buddy,
you wear,
buddy
like,
was
the anime shirts or some shit. Is that what?
Yeah, no, 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 no. Oh, I'm gonna tell you why you call him Goku. Right, like, right. Like the hood named him Goku for this exact reason, bro. So fucking. So, you know, he was cool, but like he the motherfuckers were still kind of pick on him. You know what I'm saying? When you cool, but you a weirdo cool person. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's when back in the day were the bullies. Like, this is how the bullies try to get their name by, you know, picking on these kind of niggas. Mm-hmm. So it was a nigga on my block that, like, you know, he was a white boy, but he used to hang out with us. And yeah. he tried to be cool. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So for some reason, this one day, he was talking shit to Goku. This, that, and the third.
Just look at him, Goku. This is crazy.
Nah, listen, yo.
I'm listening, dog. Go ahead.
He wanted to fight, buddy. Mm-hmm. So blah 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 blah. When they got on the bus, they were still he was still fucking with Goku. And when we got off that bus, bro, he went up to Goku and just started punching him. And the whole time, buddy was just shaking. You know what I'm saying? Goku's real name is Mike. So Mike was just, he was just shaking. And all of a sudden, he just, like he just went Super Saiyan. So this is why we call this nigga Goku. He uppercut buddy and dude flew over a ditch, yo.
Oh, shit. Wasn't expecting that one.
Yo, nah, dead ass, bro. When buddy went Super Saiyan, he hit him. And he just jumped over. Really, he was, like, but he was about to fall in the ditch. Saiyan. But he jumped over. Like, everything about it just looked, it was crazy.
Now, I mean, I know the kids that used to scream and shit like that, but they used to get their ass beat for doing shit like that.
And he didn't get his ass beat.
I ain't never seen nobody actually, like, come from that, like, that does that. That sits there and does the whole,
Yeah, nah.
And then you hit him in the face and shit like that.
Nah, because the whole time.
Yeah.
Buddy was picking on him, you know what I'm saying? When he was bullying him, like, he kept telling him, like, please stop. Like, that's why he wasn't showing no reaction. And the dude that was doing the bullying, like, he didn't like the fact that he wasn't fighting back, so he just kept on picking on him. And all of a sudden, he charged up and he whooped the
What an after school special with Marcus, baby. Let's go.
Oh my god. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, shout out to you and your kids.
Fucking Goku, bro.
Fucking Goku. I'm not laughing because he probably fucked me up. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I don't know. Hey, man, if a nigga took a nigga getting, like, it's certain people that you don't fuck with, because a lot of people that, you know, sit there and get beat on and, like, don't retaliate. The type of people I really don't want to fuck with. That's not shit I'm interested in fucking with. No, I'm good on that. Scared me. Fucking A.
Anyways, back to short people. Kevin Hart.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, we talked
apparently
about Kevin Hart.
Yeah, but apparently I wasn't the only one that felt that way about his weak ass special.
I don't think it was that bad.
Yeah, it's fine. You said that last week.
I said that last week.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't think it was that bad, but yeah. A lot of people do.
All haters, man. That man live. He's short.
I see supposedly he retaliated to people talking about his shit. He got all. He had some tweets and shit about it, and some went down in one of them, like, private apps or some shit like that. I don't know. I just think it's funny. And it's good to know that I wasn't just watching, because, like I said, I know I had already started watching it with, like, some, you know, predetermined notions in regards to Kevin Hart, but...
How do you start watching the movie like you don't like him?
Because I think he's corny. What you mean?
What I'm saying, like, you can't go in like, oh man, maybe this one might be the one.
That's exactly why I watch it. What do you mean?
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If I expect something from you, mm-hmm. but I'm still watching it, you know what I'm saying? That's because I'm like, maybe you're gonna prove me wrong.
Nah, I hear you. I hear you. I don't know, man. I think you need to do what you gotta do, because you're an artist and you're sensitive about your shit. At the end of the day, entertainment is artistry, and then, you know, when you try and put out what you think is the best that you could ever do, and niggas come in and just talk shit. I really don't think he's talking to the people that don't really like it. I think he's talking to, like, the people that, you know, like it, but act like they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the people that don't like it, I think he knows, like, you know, can't please everybody. But, you know, with y'all folks that just be talking shit because y'all is haters and shit, I think he'd be paying too much attention to that shit. But you can't help that shit, though. Because niggas be artists and shit. It's a way to keep your name going, though.
So what?
That's a way to keep your name going.
By responding to criticism?
Hell yeah. It's like businesses that like respond back to customers on like Twitter and shit. Mm-hmm. When you be like complaining to them. That's like my go-to shit. Fucking go to Twitter and I complain to somebody and get something for free.
Yeah, you complain on Twitter, they will get you back. They will hit you back.
Cause man, it's all them users and shit.
Could you DM me your issues, bro?
Yeah, right. Yeah. You got a couple followers on you, you know what I mean? Yeah, everybody see this shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, niggas ain't active. I don't give a fuck. But you know, still. I'm trying shit. What else happened this weekend? This past week. Just the last time we spoke. There was twerking at a diner, actually. No, let me not even start that way. Let me ask you a question. Is it wrong for ass to shake and back that thing up?
It's never wrong for ass to shake.
Does it matter? Oh, I feel you. I get a good answer. Good answer. Good answer. Never?
It's never wrong.
It's never
for ass to shake.
Never? But,
you know what I'm saying? There is, you can be at the wrong place at the wrong time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But then again, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a frequent, you know, brunch goer. So I don't know what goes on at these brunch events. Or these brunchings, you know what I'm saying? Don't you and your old lady, y'all go to brunch sometimes, right?
Well, we tell people what's going on before I'm going out. First of all, we don't go to places where they just be twerking and shit. I wish.
No, I'm saying brunch. But, I don't know.
I'm saying
okay.
They don't be twerking at our brunches. Well, I went to the brunch in Atlanta. This joint was kind of almost on its way to getting lit. Like, you know how you could tell, like, the music start going a little bit. You like, all right. Mm-hmm. It's about to be one of those. And by one of those, I mean it's about to be a party. It's about to be lit.
Like a day party.
Yeah. It's just going to automatically shift because, you know, you hit that. All right, you start a Beyonce set. Well, where you go from here determines how the rest of the day is going to go. Mm-hmm. Especially at 10 o'clock in the morning. In Charlotte, it's not the same. Like, there's no culture here of that, for real. But in Atlanta and shit, in places like that, I can understand, you know. But we ain't never been nowhere like that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, back to the discussion. It was a restaurant, not a diner. And I'm being disrespectful calling it a diner because it's not a diner. Was it
True Kitchen, right?
True Kitchen, yeah. Mm-hmm. Told the twerking women to get the fuck out. That's so disrespectful. It's so disrespectful.
I mean, it's disrespectful, but... Wait, what's for disrespectful? The twerking?
All of them.
Or?
I mean, you know, you shake a little ass. I mean, like, I don't, so let's. Are we here to be real or can I just be
fake? No, like that ass.
Nah, man, shake your ass, you know? Like,
so you don't care about them getting, like, you know what I'm saying? If you send your old lady out to have brunch with her friends and then you pop up on a joint, you know what I'm saying? You're just scrolling Instagram and, you know. Some nigga you know of that don't, you know what I'm saying? He don't really notice your old lady. He just had the joint. He like, oh, look, shorty's just twerking and shit. Mm. And you know what I'm saying? You thought they was eating fucking chicken and waffles and shit.
They might have been eating chicken waffles. And, you
and
know,
twerking.
And, you know, taking over for the 99-2000s came through and was like, all right, like I said, you know, back that thing.
That thing, come on. Like, what are you supposed to do?
It's against the law.
Exactly.
Just like,
motherfucker don't play this shit.
Right.
I don't know. Well, I mean... But, yeah, at the same time, though, I mean, I was just fucking with you, but at the same time, like, it is his establishment.
Nah, I'm gonna be real, man. I think that shit is crazy that they was on the street in the middle of the joint twerking, man. You know, keep that shit in the booth. Mm-hmm. If you can't twerk in your chair, like, you ain't gotta come to the middle of the floor and do that. You ain't gotta stand on top of the chairs and do all that shit at an establishment to eat. Because you don't do that shit on a regular basis. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. You think it was more so what he said? Is this one of them things where it's not what you say, it's how you say it?
Nah, he shouldn't have said it. Get the fuck out. I'm pretty sure, like, we missed some aspects of the story and shit. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure there was, like, confrontation on both sides and shit. And, you know, the only part that matters was him telling them to get the fuck out. But he has that right. It is his establishment.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, he went through, like, the whole monologue about, you know, this is if you want to do this, you know, you go to the strip club here, go to the strip club there. But, like, he did get a boy a whole speech now. But at the end of the day, like, I think it's just one of the things. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. Like, I think the whole backlash and everything, like, people trying to, like, you know, how the internet gonna do Twitter and shit. I think all of that is more so just reaction to how he said what he said, as opposed to what he said. Cause, like, you know what I'm saying? It is his spot. Mm-hmm. I want you just randomly in here fucking twerking when niggas is trying to eat. And like I'm saying, that's his right to feel that way.
Yeah.
But
let me ask you this though. You think, like, twerking will ever become, like, taboo again? Cause at one point it was kind of taboo. Mm-hmm. You know, women shaking their ass and shit. It wasn't the thing. Do you think it'll ever become taboo again?
No.
You think the ass shaking is here to stay?
For sure.
Hey, shout outs to the ass shakers.
Like, for sure.
If you're an ass shaker, you like ass shaking, shout outs to you.
Because now women just shake ass just to, like, shake ass. Like, when it was taboo, as you say, like, it was like, you know, we dancing and shit. The lights is out and stuff in the club. You know what I'm saying? Like, now it's just a whole, like, it eventually just became a, hey, everybody look at this type of thing.
So is it attention, or is it just, because it was attention for a second and from a certain group of people, mm-hmm. you know, culture vultures and shit. But other than that,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Do you remember, like, the early stages of when, like, twerking became a thing? Like, do you remember, like, the, like, when twerk team was just, when the twerk team. Yes,
Miss Twerk something. Shout outs to you. If, like, you out there listening, which you probably ain't, but shout outs to you. You got me through a couple of nights in 2007. Whoa. Hey, next level shit, man. Let's go. Try to take us there. Let's go.
But nah, dead ass, like the twerk team, like, towards the end of, like, when the latter part of college, I can't remember when the fuck.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing that we knew of outside of, like, fucking, you know, shorties dancing at the club, for one. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like, Worldstar used to have all of them Worldstar honeys of the week and shit. And then, all of a sudden it evolved to, like, shorties on that shit shaking ass. And now it just became a thing, like, so I don't know.
So what you're saying is twerking has a history of sexual innuendo, and now they're reclaiming it, like the N-word.
Nah, like I said, I mean, I just feel like somehow it just became to the light. And now, like you said, like, is it ever going to go back to the dark again? Nah, this shit is here to stay.
I ain't mad at it, you know. So I was to make this
throw that again. Ass in a circle.
And body yada yada all night long. Yeah. It's that body,
it's so
yada,
funny
yada.
How, like,
I hate, I'm not going to lie, I hate that. I'm going to let you go ahead because I'm not even going to talk about that.
Yeah, no, I'm over that shit already, too. Mm. A week. They make that, and I don't even, like, I don't have a TikTok. Never will I ever have a TikTok. Rest in TikTok. Peace of Vine. But fucking, no, you know the fucking vibes.
All right, yo.
Like, I can just imagine that shit is probably going stupid on TikTok.
Yeah.
Because it's going stupid enough on damn Instagram and Twitter.
This is one of those, like, you know, I'm not even mad that you're doing it. It's just like everybody, I just don't like everybody having cameras now. So everybody can do it. I don't want everybody to do it. Everybody shouldn't do it. Some people just do it because, you know, I'm, you know, right. Everybody, they'll say, oh, yeah, you know, homegirls put me up to this one. Let me. Nah, you know you was working on this. You was in the mirror for at least 35, 40 minutes before you said, you know what? I'm ready to record. Right, and then you record it 4 or 5 times before you say, all right, hey, guys. Like, come on.
I'm not trying to pull up to a local Starbucks and see the barista doing the fucking body challenge. You get what I'm saying? Like,
give me my fucking Cobra.
The fuck you got going on, B?
Oh, my God. But, you know, it was also nice to look at, too. So, I mean, I don't know, man. You know, last week we said, or I said, like, Dave Chappelle didn't get paid from Netflix, and Dave Chappelle said, fuck watching the Chappelle Show on Netflix. Don't watch that shit on Netflix. Don't watch it anywhere. And Netflix said, you know what? We're taking that shit off. Was that a boss move by Netflix because it didn't get paid? Because, it, like, Dave Chappelle didn't get paid for it? Or was it just, you know, Netflix making a business move?
I think it was more so Netflix. Well, first of all, it's definitely a business move. Mm. It's CYA, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they know the rumors of Dave Chappelle walking away from the table for X amount of dollars. Like, they know this motherfucker's not playing around.
Right, right.
For one. For two, he was just like, hey, look, man, I ain't really fucking with that shit. And they was like, you know what? You're right. My bad. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, they got to protect their investment because they know this motherfucker is going to... Goodbye. You know, he live in Ohio. He didn't really give a fuck about none of this bullshit with y'all. He rich.
He lives in Ohio. Like in a small town at that. Like, this ain't even the big... I thought it was funny because, I mean, they already paid for it. So to take it down, I mean, they're not really losing any money off of it.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, if they, let's say...
I wish I knew how they made money off this shit.
What?
Like, how does Netflix have so much money? Like, how are they able to get all this shit? It can't just be off the recurring subscriptions, man. It can't be.
Shit.
Because they got a lot of shit on Netflix, dog.
Yeah, and there's no ads.
For that. That's some... you get me? Mm-hmm. It's nothing on there. But they got everything from your childhood to the day to the last decade and everything in between. They got it. Fucking 2 countries over, like in the Indian Ocean, 80 countries over there got all kinds of shit. They worldwide. How? I need to find that shit out. There's a conspiracy there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. But I think, like, they got to listen to Dave Chappelle because, like, we said, what was that, like, last week or whatever, when we were saying how all of a sudden Netflix, you know, it's been a few years now, but they just became, like, Comedy Central type of shit, right? You know how, like, it used to be HBO and Showtime and stuff? Now it's just Netflix. So when you have the biggest comedian, like, you know what I'm saying, you signed... the biggest comedian to this deal X amount of years ago, which, you know, now has allowed other people to in that realm to fuck with you for a bag. You know what I'm saying? The minute you piss Chappelle off, he can just, you know, HBO could write him a check.
That's true.
And now they in the buying position again for shifting the viewership, you know, shifting the home of comedy.
Yeah.
So you gotta pay attention to that type of shit from the business perspective of Netflix, I would think.
So then what does it matter? If it is. Like, to tell them to stop watching it as opposed to just saying, I want Netflix to pull it. What's the difference?
I think he did both of those, though.
Well, I mean, if I remember correctly, he said he's not saying not to have it, but just telling us not to watch it.
Yeah, he was saying don't boycott Netflix.
Boycott my show.
Boycott me on Netflix. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Netflix is cool now. Fuck with them.
Yeah.
But just don't watch my show
right,
on there.
Right, because Netflix don't own it. They just leasing that shit.
Yeah, and I'm not getting paid for it, so.
Right. Okay. Now it makes sense. Okay. Because I ain't gonna lie, I was sitting there the whole time, I'm sitting here looking like it doesn't make sense why he just doesn't want him just not to have it. Like, why are you just saying don't watch it? Just don't have it. Because I'm gonna still go to like Hulu and watch you, or wherever it might be. I don't think it's anywhere now. I think it's probably like on YouTube.
Yeah, I don't know. I never really watched too much of this Chappelle show. But
I used to be my midday joint.
I used to have that shit on my damn... My man's had it for the PSP.
Boy.
Yo, you laughing, boy. The OG PSP was like that, boy. You get the games and the movies? Come on, man. Stop playing.
I ain't even hating.
And my dog had the Chappelle show, like season one on PSP. On UMD, that's what it was called. UMD.
Yeah, yeah. They had the little car. She's moving out of here, man. I forgot they had movies.
That's right. I'm about to go find that shit on eBay tonight.
What?
OG PSP with the fucking Dave Chappelle UMD.
It might be cheap. Well, I don't know. The Dave Chappelle might be cheap, but the PSP, I don't know. Shit, you do your year in wrap up review?
With music?
Spotify or Apple or.
Yeah,
I did. However you consume your music.
I did.
What'd you do? You did yours with Apple or?
Yeah, Apple Music.
Word. What are they talking about over there?
At the top of my list, with only 16 hours, which I thought was kind of funny. Number one is Aubrey Graham. I don't think that's funny. That's expected. Just that the fact that it's only 16 hours, because like I've seen other people's shit, and like their number one shit was like 65 hours. I was like, dang, I don't really listen to that much music, apparently. Number two came in with Pop Smoke, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. Number three was Lil Uzi Vert. You know what I'm saying? Niggas know I fuck with Lil Uzi Vert. Four after that was actually Bali from the 8. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my guy for my squad and them boy. And then the last one was Young Boy Never Broke Again. So, all expected for me. What yours look like?
I don't fucking know because I couldn't find out how to do that shit.
Oh, shit.
I was looking for like the links and all that shit. I could never find it. I ain't had time to ask nobody. I was like, man, this sucked. Because everybody had it. And then, you know, I seen a bunch of niggas go from Spotify to Apple Music talking about, oh, my God, Spotify gave me so much more. What's the link, though?
I got you. Hold on.
Hit me with that, Joe.
You got a Spotify and Apple Music?
No.
Are you one of them niggas that pay for both?
Fuck no, I'm not. Absolutely not. Who does that shit? Why would you waste your time and your money trying to... Like, that makes absolutely no sense.
I don't understand why people have Spotify. I don't understand why iPhone users have Spotify. I never understood that.
Spotify has a pretty good library. I think they have, like, mixtapes and shit on there, too.
I mean, I guess. I just like using the native app, I guess, is the thing.
Nah, of course. Yeah. It makes everything integration on that shit a lot easier, but...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're doing a replay. Get my replay mix. I'm so excited. And I just can't hide it. Hang tight. My songs are coming up. Damn. Keeping track of all 831 hours of music. That's it? That don't seem low to you?
I know my shit is low. But I've been listening to podcasts so much this year, I guess. And the fact that I'm not driving. You know what I'm saying? I don't be in my car like that. I don't have to go to work and shit every day.
True.
And I'm not, excuse me, I don't have to, you know, go to the office and shit every day. And when I'm in the office, I typically would listen to music. But now that I'm at the house, you know what I'm saying? I usually some shit playing in the background.
Damn. I was looking at that shit. I shouldn't make no quit. All right, so I listened to 1,300 different artists so far this year. Shout out to diversity. And coming in with 43 hours, you guessed it, fucking Roddy Ricch.
Mm-hmm.
Second behind Roddy Ricch is the Good Brother Future. What a time to be alive, because following Future is the Good Brother Aubrey Graham. And if you think I'm stopping there, it's not stopping yet. Word to Little Baby coming in at the fourth. Because, you know, we all in. And rounding out top five, not one, two, three, or four, it's Pop Smoke. 19 hours. I didn't think I listened to that man that much. But he really did put like some good fucking music out.
Yeah.
Lack of a better term.
Right.
Like, plus great fucking music. I guess great is a better term, but I don't know. But yeah. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know how, I can't do the math, but I think like 831 hours is like small. If I factor in 40-hour work weeks, it's like 52 weeks.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, the fact that my number one my number one listened to artist was only 16 hours, I was like, dang, that sucks.
Yeah, 16 hours seems mad low. Like,
it is mad low.
I don't know. But yeah, all right, so shout out to that. Y'all know more about me.
He said y'all learn more about me.
Y'all learn more about me, yeah. Number one song I played was High Fashion 112 times. I'm disgusted by that. I am disgusted by that. But shout out to Roddy Ricch.
I don't even know what my I need to check to see what my number one song was.
That's disgusting. High Fashion, The Box, Walk 'Em Down. Fucks with that one. Damn, I really was Roddy Ricch shit.
I know Walk 'Em Down was on my list. I remember that.
Life is good. Got 60 plays.
All 60? Right. That's not that bad.
No, that's not. New apartment got 57. For good reason, obviously.
But that's what I love.
Yeah, Come Through. My Summer Walker, I got 55 plays of that shit. You know, I did a little R&B listening. I think, like, after my top 10, it starts to get more R&B.
My number one song is Mannequin by Pop Smoke. Featuring Lil TJ. Followed by What's Up, Lil Uzi Vert and Future.
What's Up?
Death Row by Young Dolph. And then finally Walk 'Em Down at 4. Life is Good at 5.
You was fuck the world shit.
Said what?
So you was fuck the world shit this year, huh? Shit. Hey man, oh, Walk 'Em Down.
Death Row, boy.
Death Row. I'm going to walk them down.
Chicago Freestyle. I knew that shit had to be in my top 10.
Damn. Drake still ain't missed yet. I'm waiting. I used to think, like, Thank Me Later was, like, a miss, but it wasn't. You go back and listen to it, it's still not a miss.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. All right. I ain't got shit else. You good? You got anything?
Yeah, no.
Cover,
I mean,
over here?
I think I'm straight, bro.
All right, then, you know.
Short week this week, man. Y'all know the vibes.
Fuck yeah.
Stay protected, man. You know, it's time for fucking... I know people was chilling with their families and shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all might have went out, did whatever you did for Thanksgiving. But at least now you can chill out for a few weeks now, you know. Quarantine yourself. Relax. Do it all again at the end of this month. Because, you know, Christmas and shit.
Stay safe.
December. Y'all stay safe. Sanitize.
All that shit.
Wash your hands. Y'all know the vibes.
Fuck yeah. With that being said, it's the Barbaro Alex.
The Barbaro Alex.
We are out.
Tell you that, boy. Aubrey be talking to niggas, boy. Man, see, I should have put you where nobody could find you.
Hey, this nigga Future coming in and talking bullshit. That's what I'm saying. I didn't even need the Drake Future, like, collab. The singles was dope. Did you niggas make that much money together? I'm not money, that much music together? Who asked for that? Just give me a couple of these. Give me albums worth of music.
Nah, I feel that. I wonder how Drake picks the people that he just... You be like, you know what? I'm going to bless you with the whole pack. You know what I'm saying?
Because right, that's what he did.
You're like, nah, I'll fuck with you, Future. You a cool dude. You know what I'm saying? When I be in the strip club, you be in the strip club.
Word. Talk to the same
when person. When I'm throwing them bills, you be throwing
right
them bills.
Right there with me.
I seen this joint on Twitter. It was like, this is an iconic photo or some shit like that. And the shit that's probably
the photo?
It was these two dudes. It was just like it was like some random. I know. I think it was more so about the tweet. It was just like, this tweet is iconic.
Yeah.
And it was
okay. I got you.
Two random people in like Vegas or some shit. Uh-huh. And the thing was like they both was just like hitting all night in terms of like, you know, like gambling and shit.
Yeah.
So when the night was over, the dude was just like, they did a drip. The niggas exchanged shirts. Like it was a damn,
a
jersey swap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? When Future and Drake be in the strip club, you know what I'm saying? Or when they be out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He be like, yo, you a cool dude, bro.
Multiple times.
Yo, you my nigga, cuz. I ain't gonna hold you.
Man.
So, you know what I'm saying? He blessed that nigga with the whole pack.
With the whole pack, though. I'm just saying, I asked for it, though. Like, it's cool. I fuck with it.
But I know a lot of people don't even fuck with it. Then. You said what?
Who wanted that shit, though? I didn't. Like, it was cool to get the singles. Like I said, the singles was fire. But it's like, now that I've seen The Light of Aubrey, it's like, you know, what was I listening to back then? What was I on?
It's tragic. Is this shit, this is on, whatchamacallit? Was this on Drake's joint over the summer? Or yeah. Whatever it was, to Drake, to Lane's.